So this is our inner circle call, as you know. So let me share the screen. All the members here in this group are supposed to be here so that we can discuss. This is the only opportunity that we get to be one-to-one. So if more people will confirm that they will be part of inner circle call, I'll send them a Zoom invite, but otherwise we'll be live here. And so okay, let us go to the screen and let me share screen. It is too hot today, so the screen is very sticky. Hope you are here with this. Let me see which PowerPoint. So can you see the PowerPoint, Titus? So here is the PowerPoint. Let me do the screen. So hope Titus, are you able to see the screen? No? Is it visible now? I'll see the screen. Just a minute. Sharing your screen. Are you able to see now? Yes. Okay. So let me do this as possible. So if you are seeing the screen, this group is for working professionals who are looking for clarity, fulfillment and accelerated growth. So even if you are not a working professional, still then if you are stuck somewhere, munnatike ghadghad karna, so you can be part of this group also and take the tricks, the tips, and can do whatever is required. So why I am doing this is to help mid-career professionals, 5 to 7 years of experience, to get unstuck, take back control of their lives, feel fulfilled, and get back to reckoning. We all need healing in our own way. And an attitude of resourcefulness inspires out-of-the-box thinking, generation of new ideas, and the ability to visualize all possible ways to achieve what we desire. So here many people are here from various backgrounds, and if their ideas come and we combine it into, say, resourcefulness in their context, whatever way they can become resourceful, then it will help them in growing their career as well as feel fulfilled, right? So that is my background is, and I'm a mathematics postgraduate with 12 plus years of experience. Now it is 34 years of experience already, and I have all my career I have worked in areas which is unrelated to mathematics. So, and I also got into unpublished jobs which have not been published. I have found out them. I have sent my resume to various organizations where I told them and convinced them that I can add values. So those are the unpublished jobs. And the senior management have been always impressed with whatever I can do. So each of us can do in our own ways how to contribute to an organization whichever we are getting into. So that is what I call as resourcefulness. And I always love people to get started. Many people say 95% of people are unstuck. That is the segment I serve, and they are stuck because they procrastinate. And so I love people who are stuck to get them started as well as get to the finish line. People, there are other segment of people who start the work but they never get to the finish line. So these are the two segments I love to help. And how I am qualified to do this is I have trained 18,000 trainers so far, impact in one group. Maati ke ghod ghod kaur na! Spot talent in people, figure out a solution to most of the problem, can leverage others' talent and help them become more. I see talented people being the most bickering ones too. The most talented people are the more problem they will face at workplace. You know, our mind is such that the moment we become positive, the mind gives us ways how to get negative, how we cannot do things. That is the reptilian brain in action. So it is so the same with the people surrounding us who are well-wishers, and they don't want us to get into problems, so they stop us. And that is how we also, if we tell ourselves to stop, then where will our potential, our talent go? So that resulted in bickering and loss of energy. That is where I come in. Not to waste the energy, try somebody, at least if I support somebody, no, the other person feels reassured. And that is how I stop wasting of energy. And the six core values of this community is the first one. I call them as titles. So this is tranquility, inclusion, dignity, abundance, learning, and joy. So the first slide here is dignity. What I understand by dignity is no compromise on values, lifestyle of choice, the sense of mobility, because ladies I have seen in my circumstances, they lack mobility, and that is why they compromise on dignity. If they cannot take a job in another city, and yesterday I was talking to a doctor, she also is not able to move out of her city. So she is not able to find solution to many of her problems. So that has compromised her dignity, but people also don't understand. So I want to tell this as a very meaningful way, very meaningful situation to accept. And it is ahead of integrity and honesty and all that, because unless you have that dignity, that self-respect, you are not going to do any good in your life. And unrestricted decision. We are stopped. We always stopped from taking decisions because of these well-wishers and everybody. They essentially are well-wishers. They are not meaning anything bad, but still. The second end value is tranquility. It is like mostly in broad terms, it is about peace, being in peaceful mode, wait for the turn. We are in so much in competition to get ahead of another person, to get ahead in life, so much in rush that we forget values at times. So tranquility is about waiting for our turn. It always comes at the right time. That trust we need to build inside. Allow respite. So the last failure that we had and the next failure that we had, and if we have two consecutive failures, by the time we are into the third failure, see, we have to accept that we have to face repeated failures in the beginning. That is how we fail fast forward, right? So in between, we need to give ourselves respite, not to be troubled by that. Whatever is inner self-talk is going on, that is also killing our own peace of mind. So that is where we stop that self-talk, negative self-talk. Expand the moment. So when there is a negative moment, if you escape from that moment, take your mind away from that, it will follow you. But allow it to be inside you, be in that, and expand that moment, how it is hurting you. It will simply disappear. And when it disappears, it fills your mind with energy. So avoid that fear. Don't escape. Be in that moment. So that is what tranquility is. And less noise, more poise. You know, in your personality, some people are very, very reactive, you know. So, and if you are calm, quiet, and respond in a very peaceful manner, you will be admired, right? So that is what tranquility in to, for me. C is, this is for inclusion actually. The inclusion part that I have mentioned just before this. Inclusion is like say equality, no judging, gratitude and inclusion. So everything, this I will actually change in the next slide. Like this will be inclusion and compassion is one of the component of inclusion. If you start judging another person, then you are not compassionate, right? So you will just start judging, and the other person might be in some way, like say, bigger than you, some way he is less than you. It doesn't matter, right? We are all human beings. So that compassion has to come in. So this is inclusion. And transformation is about learning. Unless you learn, how can you be transformed? So transformation is the most important part. This is learning. And what is learning? Is freedom. Like say, we are not attached to some kind of result. You know, more bigger result might be coming up which we don't know. Our mind doesn't even conceive. So allow the universe to expand and become free from that attachment, and allow the universe to bring bigger possibility for you. Expansion means deliver on the right time whatever you promise. Beyond that is what part of transformation is. If you are not good with your thought, action, words, what good are you? So deliver properly, and depth in self. Unless we reflect and observe ourselves, contemplate, we think deeply, we are not going to gain those insights. So, and unless we have those insights, how can we transform? So that is part of that. And whatever we have learned, take action on that. Unless we take action, any amount of theory is useless. The next is, this is abundance. I have called it wealth because in my context, relationship is okay, health is fine, wealth is what I am working for. So that is why I have kept this wealth, but it is generally abundance. Abundance in three areas, which is health, education is anyways there, health, relationship and wealth. So reaching goal in time. So we don't know which time, but whatever time we fix, somewhere we'll be there, right? Somehow we will not be at the version zero. We will be progressing to some version, nor if not to version 10, we will be there at least at version 2, right? So that is the goal. And ability to multiply. How does wealth come? Wealth comes when we create in ourselves the ability to multiply our own skills and the insights with which to multiply, and we contribute and give timely support. So these are the some paradoxical values with which we can create wealth, which is part of, these are the values of our digital family as well. And last is the joy. Joy is what? Joy means being in happy. And we have to have a purpose bigger than ourselves, which is a global vision. It is about co-creation. There is no comparison, automation, so that you can find free time for yourself, freedom from whatever bondage or limitations that we have. And it also happens when we delegate and leverage and empower people at the same time. So these are the six core values, and this is the blueprint that I have been creating. There are 10 points of this getting stuck of this professional life. It starts from potency, identifying strengths, progress, passion, perception, partnership, performance, poignancy, process, puzzle and pattern. These are the 10 aspects of this thing which we discuss in detail in our webinar. And after you even overcome all this, there are 4 aspects which will still destabilize you. those are the AHAP catalyst, which I call as attitude, habit, action and perception. If you are not growing as a person, at the same time you are not taking care of yourself, then you will actually offset all this progress that you are making in the left side of the gear. So this is what my blueprint is, and my solution package is Spark membership. In this community, they come to the Spark level, and there are 10 concepts which I have already discussed. There will be an online course which they will go through, and there are weekly 2 classes. And in Radiance membership, all those concepts that has been learned in the level 1, those will be practiced in the 30-day challenge. And third is the Glitter membership, which in which we will create one-to-one solutions. And this is for mid-career professionals. As one of my mentor, this is Thaddeus Lawrence, he says, model of manifestation is first be. So whatever your dream is, first be that. And then do as if you have already achieved that. And then the goals and results come automatically. So, and if you are seeking small, it won't manifest. This is an insight I have recently got, right? So ponder over this. We'll discuss in the next inner circle call and see what insights you have gained. And these are my 5 core course, but I have added 30 practice, about 100 practice books. All of that at one time is not required, but in any case I give that so that you can practice. Those are small 5 to 7 pages practice books. Anybody can finish up in 10 minutes time. Those give very deep insights into where you are stuck. So how I started this is, I saw this this graph. I forgot to mention his name. So this is David R. Hawkins' graph. Both the graphs are same. This graph is a bit more clear. He says you start manifesting when you are above 500. So if you see here, 500 is log when you get expanded, right? So all your dreams come true when your frequency, you vibrate at frequency more than 500. So I saw that joy is my usual state. Always I am contented. So that joy is at what frequency? It is 540. So I can manifest easily if only I can allow myself to be happy. So that is the connection. That is why I help people to feel happy and get unstuck, so that automatically their dreams come true. So that is the whole thing with your mindset. If you sometimes you are happy, sometimes you are not happy, then it doesn't happen. So the consistency is not there. That consistently being joyful will take you there. So that is how I started this this thing. And last week's update is, I have published 5-6 stories. And consistently I have also recorded the videos. So these are the updates, and that is all in the this thing, in the inner circle of right now. Titus, you are there, so we can take your values. Are you there? You can ask questions, Titus, if you are there. And so these are the inner circle call this week. We can go to. Thank you, Titus, for the appreciation.